Narrated Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. Abu Talha said to Umm Salam, I heard the voice of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, rather weak, and I knew that it was because of hunger. Have you anything to present to the Prophet, peace be upon him? She said, yes. Then she took out a few loaves of barley bread and took a veil of her and wrapped the bread with a part of it and sent me to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. I went and found Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sitting in the mosque with some people. I stood up before him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to me, Has Abu Talha sent you? I said, Yes. Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to those who were with him, Get up and proceed. I went ahead of them as their forerunner and came to Abu Talha and informed him about it. Abu Talha said, O Umm Salam, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, has come with his companions, and we have no food to feed them. Umm Salam said, Allah and his Messenger know better. So Abu Talha went out to receive them till he met Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came in company with Abu Talha, and they entered the house. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, O Umm Salam, bring whatever you have. So she brought that barley bread, and Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, ordered that bread to be broken into small pieces. And then Umm Salam poured over it some butter from a leather butter container. And then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said what Allah wanted him to say. That is, invoked Allah to bless that food. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then said, Admit 10 men. Abu Talha admitted them, and they ate to their fill and went out. He, peace be upon him, again said, Admit 10 men. He admitted them, and in this way all the people ate to their fill, and they were 70 or 80 men.